Welcome home, baby. I missed you today. Look at you. My outfit has left you speechless, hasn't it? I get it. You don't see lingerie under a cute little apron often, but I thought it would be fun to mark the occasion, you know? What do you mean, silly? Where else would I be? I live here. Well, you don't need to shout. I mean, I guess it was a bit rude to not discuss it with you first. I moved in today while you're at work. I mean, I figured it was just a matter of time. Let's see how you look at me on the bus every day. I know you love me, and I love you. So, it seems silly not to live together, right? Especially since that fucking bitch is out of your life. But it's okay now. She's gone, and I'm here. I love you like she never could. And I know that you never loved her anyway. Not like you love me. But just think of how nice it'll be to have me around. I'll cook all of your meals, keep everything clean, and of course, fuck you as much as you want. Well, yeah, silly. You won't have to touch yourself all alone thinking about me. Or fuck that stupid slut who never deserved you. But it's okay, because I know you've always imagined fucking me. But you don't have to imagine anymore. See? I'll be a great roommate for you. I can be the cutest, sexiest, most perfect little housewife you could ever ask for. Okay, maybe not housewives right away, but house girlfriend doesn't have the same ring to it. And you'll marry me soon enough anyway. And you'll show me off to your co-workers and friends, and knock me up, and tell stories about all of the slutty things I do for you. Of course I don't mind. I want them to be jealous. Just like all the sluts are jealous of me for having you. Now look at me just like your ex did, with that ugly sneer, and I'll smile because I have you. So, what are you gonna do about it? You wanna see my body, huh? Well, have a seat, baby, and just let me give you a show. Just let me unhook this silky sheer bra first. You know, if I wasn't wearing this silly apron, you'd probably be able to see my pink nipples through this material. And you definitely would. Now that it's off. And then there's my pretty little thong, practically swallowed by my fig-hungry ass. I'll just slide that down and show you. Oops! The apron is covering that too. Amazing how such a simple thing can cover everything that you want to see. But I think I'll keep it on a bit longer. I think it might come in handy. Once I'm on my knees and spreading your legs like this. My fingers digging into your thigh while I take your zipper right down. There, I can see it starting to poke out your zipper. It's just enough for me. To suck on the head just a little bit. There it is, out and on display. You have no idea how badly I've wanted to taste you. Every night I go to bed and dream about it. Oh, and when I see you on the bus, I just want to pull your cock right out then and there. It's not like I care about what anyone else would think of me, but I know you wouldn't approve, and you're the only one that means anything. But now, oh, I get to suck on you whatever I want. No more imagining or watching you jack off through windows. Just me, you, and this hunk of meat filling my mouth. Oh, you can moan for me, baby. I want you to. I do. Oh, I want to know just how good I make you feel. Now remember that you have your own personal housewife and fuck slut ready to take you at any time. Have you ever had a blowjob this good? I bet you haven't. Especially after dating that fucking bitch for such a long time. Tell me, baby. Tell me that I'm better than she ever was. That she could never suck you off like I can. Oh, perfect. Oh, God. Oh. It's time. Yeah. You stay right there so I can climb up on your lap. Oh, that's right. I guess the apron is a bit wet, huh? I couldn't help drooling all over your cock, though, and it must have run down a little bit. But I don't think you'll mind. Especially when I pull the apron tight and bunch it up between my tits. Do you like them? I know they're a bit bigger than her. Trust me. I've spent a lot of time comparing. Oh, look at you. You're staring. You want to suck on my nipples, don't you? Well, you can. Just let me lift myself up so they're right in your face. And so eager. And I can feel your cock twitching just below my dripping wet cunt. Are you ready for it? Yeah? Then look at me. Look in my eyes. Watch me take your cock. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh, it happened. I finally got to feel you. Oh, oh finally, 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 fuck. Oh. Oh. Are you happy? Oh god, aren't you just so, oh, so fucking happy? You get to fuck this pussy for the rest of your life. Oh. Oh. Me. Just me. No other jealous fucking skanks get this wonderful, magical cock. Oh. Oh. That's right, honey. Moan for me. Oh, shove your face into my tits and moan while I ride you. Oh. You mean it? I didn't even need to ask this time. Oh, I really feel that much better than her. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You have no idea what those words do to me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, god, this is happening. I can hear it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you're breathing differently now. Oh, I'm gonna get your cum. I'm not gonna stop, baby. Not until I get every drop out of you. Oh. I want you to fill my cunt with all of your cum. Oh, fill me until it soaks my womb. Gushes back out around your cock. Yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Please. I'll do it. Yes, yes, fucking do it. I'll come with you too. Just, oh, give it to me. Oh, come inside me, please. Oh, oh. Oh god, fucking perfect. Oh, there's so much cum in me now. Oh, and that was the most intense orgasm I've ever had. See? It's not so bad having me around as your housewife. The pill? No, why would I need the pill? Are you worried about me getting pregnant? Well, if it happens, it happens. I know the plan was to get married first, but we can always shake up the timeline a little bit. I mean, it's not like you're gonna leave me anyway. But I should probably make you some dinner. Good thing I still have the apron on.